podcast. This is number 12.
Yeah,
I'm Andrew.
And
it is nearly the end of February.
Shortest month of the year.
Yeah, it's one day longer than normal this month.
It's a leap year.
Yay.
Huzzah for that.
Yeah. So we're talking about travel and fuel, and it got me thinking about the fact that last year this time you were pretty much ready to move away from Chicago. And you really haven't been saying that this year so much.
No, it's kind of funny. I think part of it is context of where you live and whatever. But I think the biggest thing for me is when you're kind of active.
Yeah.
At least when you bike outside all the time. The weather kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, it definitely affects people's, people's attitudes.
That doesn't bother me so much as it does that feeling of being cooped in.
Yeah.
And, I grew up in tropical climates and other things. I'm kind of used to being able to go out and do stuff whenever, however. Mm-hmm. So, and as I've been more, active in the last 5 to 6 years with cycling and other stuff, even with skateboarding back in the day, so it was kind of like always wanting to be outside.
Right.
And, we've been looking at the West Coast for a while, San Francisco, the Bay Area mostly. It's, the weird thing is, and, the whole point in doing this site was because we love Chicago. I still love Chicago. And I compare it to everywhere I go. Last year, when we went to South by last year, mm-hmm. I was...
South by Southwest down in Austin.
I was scoping out Austin.
Sure.
Austin, unfortunately, isn't as diverse as, most major cosmopolitan cities. So I kind of took that one out of the context. But it's a great place to visit and be
absolutely.
For a couple of days.
There's
no doubt about that. And I'm looking forward to us going down there again this year. I think with the West Coast, there's a lot of questions there,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cons that just can't be answered by Chicago. Chicago's one of the great cities.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that the diversity in food and people in neighborhoods, the fact that we have a lot of space and we
mm-hmm.
don't pay, a lot for it comparatively, especially to New York and the West Coast.
Oh, exactly. We're on top of each other in Manhattan.
I know, and I keep telling people that Chicago's a fantastic place to live. You got to move there. And the more I say that to people, I'm like, well, why leave,
Yeah.
But so, this year we've kind of just vowed to just get out more, but more so travel. So,
right.
We're in San Francisco, a week and a half ago now, and we're going to Austin
mm-hmm.
next week for South by Southwest. And, it's like I think that's the key.
Yeah.
The key is to get out.
Right. Make sure you have a, something to do every weekend. Make sure you've got things to do. Activities after work if you've got the time.
There's definitely that it's that cooped in feeling, I think, more
mm-hmm.
than anything else. And the activities are fun, I'm not a fan of going to bars that much and hanging out and doing that kind of thing. So
uh-huh.
it's like when we went down to the first Fridays down in Pilsen. Second Fridays down in Pilsen for the art walk, which is a great way to just kind of, you're not out in the cold that long because
mm-hmm.
it's just
going door to door, right?
Yeah, you're going door to door. So it's a perfect way to kind of spend a Friday night.
Absolutely.
I think anyway. So I don't know. I mean, you've lived here pretty much your entire life. So.
Here, in the city and
so
and
how do you,
suburbs.
I mean, have you ever felt that? Or have you just kind of, you're just
like,
so normalized to it?
Well, one of the things I always say when people ask, why don't you move to the West Coast or why don't you move south where it's warmer, I think I'd miss the seasons. I mean,
there's no doubt that everyone who's lived on the West Coast has said that.
But it's not just I'd like to see the leaves change and all of that, but
mm-hmm.
the dregs of winter really make you appreciate how nice the summer is and really how nice the spring is. I mean, here in Chicago, the spring and fall are just beautiful.
I wish
perfect weather.
Well, I wish we haven't had long enough.
Yeah, springs have been a little bit light lately, but
yeah.
But it's it does really help you, appreciate what you've got when the weather is nice. And I guess, you know, having grown up here, I don't mind the snow that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I complain about it just like everybody else, but when it comes down to it, it's a fairly minor inconvenience. You know, yeah, your shoes get wet, it's cold, but, you know, the only thing that's keeping you from getting out and doing anything, you know, obviously you can't skate in it. You could probably bike. I mean, there's bike winter. Lots of people
I obviously bike.
Yeah.
Regardless of snow. So.
Right. But I mean, the only thing that the snow and the cold are really keeping you from doing is it gets you into that mindset of let's stay inside. You know?
Oh, I mean, like for me, it's, you know, I like to do long rides. And,
yeah.
You know, we're talking 20, 30, 50 mile rides.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's kind of a hindrance. But, I mean, you can get out. There's no doubt that you can get out. It's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are like, you know, I don't want to go out in the cold. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, how long are you actually going to be out in the cold? I mean, most people, you know, they drive or they take a cab or they take the train from one place to another.
Yeah.
They're going to be outside in the cold for maybe a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, it sucks when it's, you know, zero. Mm-hmm. Or it's really cold, but most of the time it's more like 30s. And, you know, if you don't have a warm enough jacket, then you need to buy a better jacket. It's not the, you know, most of the northern half of the country is in that kind of weather.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, but, you know, same goes for all over. I mean, you know, you trade off the inconvenience of it being cold for earthquakes, I guess, if you move to San Francisco or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you move down to Florida, you got to worry about hurricanes. There's going to be some downside to anywhere you live, you know. But anyway, a lot of people said they were going to be traveling around, and you know, I guess we're both in agreement. It's a great way to mitigate the cold weather and keep you from getting the doldrums.
It is funny. I mean, I think you mentioned this, but you know, somebody was saying that, you know, if Chicago were 5 hours to the south, on the same level as St. Louis.
Right. I think we were saying that last podcast, actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's funny.
Right. It's just a matter of degrees.
It is.
Literally and figuratively.
It is.
But, yeah, it looks like people are having a good time traveling around this year.
It looks like Chicago's been representing pretty well with things to do.
Absolutely.
Which leads us into... what's going on this week?
Sure.
But, shout out. What do we?
What do you have for? I've got something for tonight.
What is tonight?
There is at World Kitchen, which is a learning series sponsored by the Department of Cultural Affairs. They're going to be teaching people how to make your own version of Chicago street foods.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be at Gallery 37 down on East Randolph. Class is $30. I imagine that you'll be fed very well. I'm kind of curious what street food means in this case. I mean, are they going to teach you how to make brats with grilled onions?
Or are we talking tacos?
Yeah, I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see what that is. We're not really sure. It doesn't say on the website, but that looks like a good event for tonight.
I think so.
How about you? Do you have anything to say?
Tonight is a musical blockbuster of sorts with Chicago's Prodigal Son, Andrew Bird, joining forces with Chicago's pseudo-instrumental rock group Dianoga at the Hideout for a fundraiser for Barack Obama.
Cool.
So they're throwing their weight behind the Obama train.
It's only right. I mean, he's the local...
He is.
He's the hometown hero.
Well, Clinton was, you know.
That's true.
Yeah,
She left pretty much right after college and never came back.
Yeah. It's a $100 minimum donation.
Wow.
You can get a ticket for more if you want. And you will only be able to purchase them from Barack's website.
Okay.
And it will benefit him, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's at the Hideout, and it starts at 7:30 tonight.
Cool. All right. Well, tomorrow night, Friday, is our GB get-together, which we do once a month at the Black Rock. It's a little bar over at Damon and Addison. We're going to be in the back room, and we'll be playing board games. It's kind of a specialty of the house. We're going to expand it a little bit. I'm going to bring along Apples to Apples.
Always a
lot of
good
fun.
Time.
I'm sure we'll have some Trivial Pursuit, and you know, I don't know if you saw, but Chicagoist, I guess board games were on the brain this week.
Oh, really?
Chicagoist tonight is having a commenter throwdown on Trivial Pursuit. should be a lot of fun for them, but we're going to be doing it the next night, and we're not just doing Trivial Pursuit. You can do just about any game you want to do.
We should do Mafia.
Oh, yeah, we should. Mafia, otherwise known as Werewolf. It's a lot of fun. You should look it up if you're not familiar with it. Wikipedia has a good entry on it. It's called the Mafia. And I think if you search Mafia Werewolf, you'll probably find it.
You'll find it on Wikipedia. It's under Mafia. Yeah.
Okay.
And, we start at 9.
That is a good game. Yeah. We'll be there from 9 till at least midnight in the back room at Black Rock. Come check us out.
Earlier that night, if you'd like to go do something else before coming out to our get-together, Foundation Galaxy, who used to be based here, is now based in Los Angeles, is bringing its group show Off Register, which is a collection of screen prints by international artists and graphic designers, to the Aviary at 2000 West Fulton, which is the former open-end Galaxy space.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've been down there for a department or something, you'd be pretty familiar with the building. The reception starts at 7 p.m.
Okay.
$5 to get in. And the Guttermouth DJ... the Gutter Butter DJ.
Gutter Butter?
I'm thinking of Guttermouth, the band.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
The Gutter Butter DJs will be there. If you do miss it tonight, it runs through the March 15th, so...
But, it's definitely worth checking out. They've got some really nice artists.
What's going on tomorrow?
Saturday?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking at going to see Ed Ruschka. He's giving a talk over at the Art Institute. And that starts at 10:30 a.m. and it goes till 4:30 p.m.
Wow.
I'm not sure if that's... Well, it's a symposium. It's going to be a couple of different things.
It's a workshop and
other things. There's... Ms. Ruschka will be there.
So if you haven't
seen there.
If you haven't seen his work, it was at the MCA a few years ago.
Yeah, and it's now at the Art Institute down in their gallery down in the basement, I believe.
Is it?
Or maybe not. Actually, it says it's in galleries 1 and 2. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not familiar with their numbering system. So, but he's going to be there. He'll be talking with cultural critic Dave Hickey and the exhibition curator Sylvia Wolf. It's totally free. There'll be a couple of lectures by other scholars as well. Definitely worth checking out. You definitely don't have to be there for the whole thing, but it should be a really interesting discussion.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Also on Saturday, there is a print and poster show at Chicago Print Makers Collaborative.
Cool. Lots of self-screening this weekend. Huh?
I didn't pick it intentionally. I'm fond of the screen prints.
I'm with you.
And there's a Jay Lyon theme somewhere along
there. Oh, yeah.
He's in Dianoga, and I'm sure there'll probably be a screen print of his at Off Register, and I'm sure there will be screen prints at this poster show, and it's going to be... It's for a documentary film about Amos Kennedy's letterpress posters or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Produced about his life, and it's going to be called Proceed and Be Bold.
Nice.
It's from 5 to 7, and it's free.
That's cool.
And it's 4642 Northwestern. All you have to do is RSVP. So check it out on our site. We have more details there.
Yep. Cool.
And later that night.
At about 12:30... I suggest you guys all meet at Damon and Shakespeare down in Wicker Park for the annual running of the Shai-Diderot. This year, it's the ending location hasn't been announced. If you're not familiar with Shai-Diderot, it's basically a grocery cart race.
Where do people get their supermarket carts?
I don't know. Probably.
I hope that
they return them. I don't know.
Do they have to cut off that stopper? That kind
It's a good question. You know, it's possible.
There's some illegal cart lacing going on.
There is. Well, you know, isn't all. Isn't it all? But yeah, you know, teams of 4, 5, 6, somewhere in there, get together and race with a grocery cart and they have to stop at various check-ins around around the neighborhoods, usually bars. Cool. And the idea is that they need to load up their cart with, I believe, $50 worth of canned goods, and that's part of the winning. You know, you have to have all of that. There's also awards for best costume, you know, dirtiest cheats, all sorts of stuff. Really worth
checking
out. Look
up the photos.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, Shai Diderot. There are, again, more details on the website, and it's free to watch, so definitely jump in.
They'll be all over the city, I'm sure.
Yeah, well
down
Wicker Park, Bucktown.
Yeah. Later that night, at the Beat Kitchen, from 9:30 onwards, one of our favorite bands in the city, and who has played our annual
They were at the third anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Canasta is having a release of a web remix album. I believe they put out their songs on the web and people grabbed them and mixed them up.
I think that's the idea. There's more than 100 on this album. It's kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
it's huge.
I didn't see that bit.
Yeah.
It's called We Were Mixed Up, and they're playing with Scotland Yard Gospel Choir and Otter Petter.
Yeah.
Otter Petter.
There's two T's.
That's it. It's 18 and over, $10. Beat Kitchen. Be there.
Rock on. Cool. Well, I think that's pretty much all we've got for this week.
Indeed.
Talk to you guys soon. Have a great week.